بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: يا أيها الناس إنكم تقرؤون هذه الآية: يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم. وإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إن الناس إذا رأوا الظالم فلم يأخذوا على يديه أوشك أن يعمهم الله بعقاب منه. رواه أبو داود والترمذي والنسائي بأسانيد صحيحة. As Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى has mentioned, or he told, he addressed the people and said, O people, verily you read this verse, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O believers, عليكم أنفسكم, you should be worried and concerned about yourselves. لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم, the one who is gone astray shall not harm you if you are on guidance and you are guided. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala recited this verse to the people, and he sought to clarify a misconception that people generally could get from this verse if not understood properly. The outward meaning of the verse: O believers, عليكم أنفسكم, be concerned and bothered about yourselves. Take care of yourselves. لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم. The one who goes astray, he will not harm you in any way if you are rightly guided. In other words, if you are on the right path, somebody else who is astray won't harm you. You should be bothered about yourself. That's a general understanding a person may get from this verse if he does not. Obviously, this is not the correct meaning. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala sought to clarify this. And to clarify this, he explains that it is imperative for all of us to be concerned about the next person's well-being as well, especially his dini well-being. If a person is doing something evil, then it becomes a duty upon us to stop him, to prevent him from the evil. We should not just look at this verse and misunderstand this verse and say, I'm worried about myself, and somebody who's gone astray doesn't harm me, so I should not be bothered as long as I am on the straight path. He clarifies this and he explains this verse by a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says that verily Rasulullah saying that the people, when they see a zalim, a tyrant, an oppressor, somebody doing something wrong, a sinner, فَلَمْ يَأْخُذُوا عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ, and they did not hold him by his hand, they did not stop him, they did not prevent him from the wrong, soon a general punishment will come and engulf and encompass all of them. So every person will then suffer because of any munkar, evil taking place in society, especially perpetrated by an oppressor or an evil person. He's doing an evil thing and everybody remains quiet, or people remain quiet, and did not stop him in the manner in which we had been explaining the last few days. And then Allah Ta'ala's arm azab will come. Allah Ta'ala's punishment will be all encompassing. And therefore Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and other ulama have explained this verse, that what does this verse mean? That you should be concerned about yourself first, of course, and also you should be bothered about some other person, your brother, Muslim brother and sister, who is a sinner, these beings involved in some evil, and you have the authority, you should stop the person by means of your hands and by your tongue, and please feel in the heart, make some fikr and have some concern, how are you going to change it? لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم. After commanding him towards good, and after forbidding from evil, after making an effort, in other words, now you are guided, you've got the right path, after you made an effort on him, you tried your utmost to stop him from the munkar, now he will not harm you. As long as you did your job of amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. If you did not do the amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, then Allah Ta'ala's am azab will come, and Allah Ta'ala's azab will encompass every single person. Therefore, the next chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi discusses babu taghrizi uqubati man amara bil ma'ruf aw naha an munkar. This chapter is talking about the severe punishment for that person who commands people with good, forbids evil, but his speech is contrary to his actions. In other words, he does not practice what he preaches. So when we're doing Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, which is important, is that we also have a firm niyat sometimes, or in effect every time, that we also, if we are involved in this and you're stopping somebody else from the same thing, then you must have that firm resolution that you yourself are going to change. It should not be that you are just preaching some person, and you're just teaching and advising, and you yourself are doing exactly opposite to what you are saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرْءِ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. That what? Do you command people with good and you forget yourselves? In other words, you are not bothered about changing your life, but you are preaching and you are giving lectures and you are advising every other person. وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ, but you forget your own self. وَأَنْتُمْ تَتُونَ الْكِتَابِ, whereas you are reading the book. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, don't you have any understanding? Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. O believers, so the first verse refers to the Jews, and even though it refers to the Jews, it is a lesson for the believers, that when you are commanding somebody good, prohibiting evil, then it is important that you yourself put your life in order, and you are not doing contrary to what you are preaching. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. O believers, why are you saying things that you are not doing? كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. It is very loathsome, very abhorrent in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are saying something which you are not doing. Now, again, this verse, outwardly, it will seem that you cannot preach somebody good and you cannot stop him from evil if you yourself are not doing it. What this verse, Zatani Ramza explained, he says, one is to claim I'm doing something, and one is to invite to something. He said, one is da'wah. Da'wah means I'm claiming that I've got sabr in me, I've got shukr in me, I've got qira'at in me, or I have got no pride in me. And that is da'wah. And if a person is claiming something, yet he is doing contrary to what he is claiming, then this verse applies to him. In other words, I see I've got a lot of sabr and shukr in me, but I'm not making sabr and shukr. So, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَتَفْعَلُونَ. O believers, why are you claiming that which you do not have? In other words, we should not be making claims of such qualities which we do not possess. This does not refer to giving da'wat. I may be weak still, but I have a firm intention to have sabr in my life, shukr in my life. It does not mean I cannot explain to some person to have sabr and shukr. Here it will mean, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. We said this refers to claiming, not calling others towards good. You can still enjoin good and you can forbid evil, as long as you have that firm resolution that inshallah I am going to bring this into my life. Right? A person is speaking, we give lectures. The lecturer doesn't have every single quality that he's preaching about. Yes, he tries, he attempts to bring in, inculcating in himself all these qualities that he is talking about, which Quran and Hadith is mentioning, but obviously he has weaknesses in his own life also, but he does not claim that he has those qualities. Yes, he can give da'wat. So there's just one single, that one is da'wah, the other one is da'wat. So you cannot claim you have it, but you can call towards those good qualities and you can prohibit from those evil. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِخْبَارًا عَنْ شُعَيْبٍ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْ. I do not wish to go against that which I have stopped you from. Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam is telling the people that if I am stopping you from shirk, I cannot go towards shirk. I will not oppose the thing that I am inviting you towards. This is only one hadith in this chapter. Wa anabi Zayd ibn Usama ibn Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yaqul yu'ta birrajuli yawm al-qiyamah. A man will be brought on the day of qiyamah. Fayulqa fil nar, he'll be thrown into jahannam. Now just picture this. The man is brought, thrown into Jahannam. فَتَنْدَرِقُ أَقْتَابُ بَطَنِهِ. His intestines will now emerge. His intestine will come out of his body, his stomach. So his intestine comes out of his body. فَيَدُورُ بِهَا. This man will now go make a chakkar. He'll go around his intestine. He'll go around his intestine. كَمَا يَدُورُ الْحِمَارُ فِي الرَّحَى. Exactly like how we have a donkey that goes around a mill when it needs to grind and crush any corn or anything. So they have a donkey, and there's a pole or a rod, attached to the donkey, to the mill, and the donkey moves in a certain path, in a circle, and that is how when it goes over the corn, it is crushed. But exactly like that, where the mill is, so this person's intestine will come out of his body, and he will be going around, like making tawaf of his own intestine, and he'll be going around. What a humiliated position he'll be in, that like a donkey going around a mill. Then فَيَجْتَمِعُ إِلَيْهِ أَهْلُ النَّارِ, people of Jahannam will gather by him. فَيَقُولُونَ يَا فُلَانَ, O person, مَالَكَ, why are you getting this type of punishment? Your intestine is out, you're in Jahannam, you're going around your own intestine. أَلَمْ تَكُ تَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ فَتَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, was it not that you should command people with good and prohibit them from evil? فَيَقُولُ بَلَا, he said, بَلَا, he said, بَلَا, he said, I used to do that. كُنْتُ أَمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, I used to call towards good. وَلَا آتِهِ, but I never did the good myself. So I preach to the people that you must have these qualities, you must do this, and but I never brought these qualities in my life. I made no intention, I should just preach. وَأَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَآتِهِ, and I should stop people from evil, but me myself, I would do this very, very evil that I should stop them from. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, may Allah give us the true understanding of Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, it's a great responsibility. May Allah not make it such that we command people with good and we prohibit them from evil, but we ourselves, we are going opposite to what and contrary to what we are saying. Allah give all of us tawfiq of calling towards good qualities, enjoining towards good and prohibiting towards evil. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.